every horse owner wants to have a good relationship with their horses. The only difference is that we all learn different ways to achieve it. And also that we have different ideas why a good relationship is important to us, and maybe even different goals, what we want to achieve through it. For some, it might be to be able to handle the horse better. For some, it is to reach a certain training goal easier and without too much conflict. And for some, it is just how they want all their relationships to be, with no particular goal in mind. No matter what your intention is, the tips I share today are the basis and can help everyone to really create a good relationship with their horse peacefully. But before we start, I would like to briefly introduce myself. My name is Britta. I'm a counselor and coach for peaceful communication between people and horses, and people and people. And I really enjoy accompanying horse owners on their journey to a peaceful togetherness with their horses, be it with my podcast, sessions, or courses. I'm super happy that you're listening to this podcast episode, and I hope you will find it interesting. The first and maybe most important tip I can give you, what you can do with your horse to improve your relationship, is to do nothing. And that most of the time, at least 50% of it. Just spend time with your horse. That doesn't sound like much, but it is actually a lot. Just take a chair, bring it to the pasture or paddock or wherever your horse likes it to be. And for you, this is really a fun time. You can bring a journal, write a letter to a friend you haven't heard of for a long time, or read a book, or you can have a picnic. You can also do yoga exercises or bring some music or dance. Or meditate together with your horse. Or really, do nothing. Just listen to the birds, breathe, and enjoy that vivid moment. Many people, myself included, know that this is a great way of bonding. Yet we find excuses to not do it. And not enough time, it's too cold outside, I have no space where I can do it, or people will come over and start talking to me, or my horse gets pushy. But it is up to us to value this time. Your horse is pushy, then sit on the other side of the fence. It is too cold? Bring a blanket and sit under a roof, maybe with your horse in the shelter. Other people talk to you? Then let them know beforehand that this is me time and relationship time with your horse, and that you will have more time later to listen to them. This is your time. Maybe to do the things you often don't take the time to when you're at home. Just allow yourself to be lazy, with the excuse you still do something, building a great relationship with your horse. But why would do nothing improve the relationship, even more than any activity ever could? Because this is what horses do with each other. That tells them they belong together in a herd, sharing space and time. And they will become curious. They rarely experience the presence of people doing nothing and just hanging out with them. Why is my human sitting there? There must be something really important. Maybe I should go and take a look. And after a while, a new feeling of togetherness will arise on both sides. And that just by doing nothing. How can it get any better? Okay, but now with the second tip, we start doing something. And when you do something with your horse, no matter what it is, the tip here is that your horse should always have your full attention. That means not talking to other people, not thinking about the groceries you need to get when you leave. Because paying attention is what horses do too when they communicate or play with each other. They are there and they don't think about something else. It's the same when you interact with them. They do not think about yesterday or about the things they want to do later today. They experience the moment to the fullest. If you want to learn that too, horses are the best teachers. And the best thing is, you will get a feeling of togetherness and unity with it. And there are so many exercises that can help you to learn this. So therefore, before you go to the barn, clear your mind and be ready to give your horse your full attention, as your horse finds it hard to communicate with you if you're somewhere else with your thoughts. Let's do a short exercise. Something you can do before you go to your horse or during your bonding time. Yes, let's do it now. If you think you don't have the time now, then you probably need a short break even more. Okay, just try it. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. And release the tension in your body. Start by relaxing your muscles. First in your feet, in your legs, pelvis, and in your upper body, shrugging your shoulders and gently rolling your head. Try to visualize the tension leaving your body. Breathe. Refreshing, comfortable, and even breath. Don't worry about a certain technique, just allow relaxing breaths to enter deeply and exhale fully through the mouth. Notice the sounds around you. Are you hearing now more than you were before? And now try to shift your concentration to noticing smells. Keep your eyes closed so you can focus on the subtlest of scents. Now open your eyes. Notice the colors, shapes, and textures of your surroundings. If you really look, just about everything has a color variation and texture that may have gone unnoticed. Now, notice your tongue in your mouth and your breath when you exhale. Run your tongue over your teeth and cheeks. What do you notice? Keep breathing and notice your hands. Where did you place them when you started this exercise? Notice the sensation of where your hands meet something solid, like a fabric of your clothes. Now, fully ground yourself and bring this little exercise to a close. Bring energy and sensation to all parts of your body. Move a little bit, maybe. And something like this is already enough, just a few minutes. How does this make you feel? You have probably calmed down a bit. And you probably also see things now that you haven't noticed before. You can now feel, hear, and see things that you normally wouldn't notice. Try to practice this as often as possible, especially during your do-nothing time with your horse. You will see that being together with the horses gives you another feeling. Try to be fully present with your horse. You will be calmer and your horse will also become calmer and enjoy being with you. Aside from a short meditation, there are so many other ways to practice being in the here and now. That could be yoga, tai chi, going for nature walks, relaxation techniques such as shaking practice or progressive muscle relaxation. Just find whichever technique is the most comfortable and best for you. These positive effects, among many others, are even proven through scientific research. Did you find the previous exercise difficult? Then you're not alone. Many people start to get nervous and even stressed when they try calming techniques. That is absolutely not uncommon in our fast-paced society, where we feel we have to do something rather than just being. Maybe start with something where you can move, like going for a walk at least once a day through nature and look around. Just walking and moving your eyes will already calm your racing thoughts down. And do it step by step. This is about relaxation, not achieving a certain goal like being the best meditator or something, which would just add more stress. And that brings us to tip number 3. Never be in a hurry when you're with your horse. As I just said, we live in a fast-paced society, and horses do not. So when you're together with your horse, faster is not better. For horses, a good relationship just means spending time together and do activities together both parties enjoy. Of course, that includes setting boundaries, but not in a hectic way. Be clear, be consistent, and don't rush things. A better relationship is when you take time to listen to each other, to respect each other's boundaries, and to learn from each other and together. The interesting and fun thing is that this slower approach will allow you to have a great relationship faster. Now, tip number 4 is to let the moment guide you when you're with your horse. When you do something with your horse and you already have a certain idea or goal on what you want to achieve, then you can either achieve it, okay, good, or not. Then you feel like what you did together was not successful. But when you go with the flow and without certain expectations, then every time when you see your horse will be a wonderful time. A time in which you don't have to achieve something, where you don't need to reach a certain goal, but a time that you spend in harmony, doing things that presented itself in a particular moment. Maybe your horse suggests something, maybe you have an idea, or maybe the moment is just there for a grooming session. Go with your intuition, not with goals. That just adds to the stress we are already feeling through our everyday life. Learn from your horse on how to go with the flow. And speaking of grooming, here's tip number 5. Horses don't often talk and touch language with each other. They mostly use energy or body language. However, they use touch when they want to show affection. And they also allow each other to say no and to walk away if they're not in the mood for it too. So offer your horse a grooming session. But observe carefully if your horse is just trained to allow touch or if it really enjoys it. Usually, when your horse enjoys it, it will try to groom you back. In that case, you can hold the palm of your hand to your horse's mouth to allow it to groom you back. But be a bit careful. Horses open their mouths to groom each other, so be aware. And if your horse tries it, don't punish it. It just wants to do you a favor. Just quickly take your hand away and then present it again, and your horse will understand. During grooming, your horse's body also releases endorphins, which calms it down and gives it a good feeling. Grooming is, of course, nothing more than scratching and rubbing the horse on the parts of its body where it likes it the most. Usually, this is around the crest and withers. But I'm sure your horse has also other favorite spots, so it's up to you to explore and to find them. And after a while, your horse will come and ask for a grooming session with you. Tip number 6 is do something new, ideally every day. Horses like to be in seeking mode, to experience new things, and they need mental stimuli. But horses are often kept in the same environment every day, in the same barn or in the same pasture with no enrichment, so usually they don't have much new to see or to experience, and it can get boring for them, especially when you're not around. One great thing you can do is to take your horse out for an adventure walk. This will give your horse lots to think about. It can meet other animals like cows or sheep. It can find herbs it doesn't have in the pasture. It can move its body in ways it sometimes can't in its paddock. For example, walk over logs or up a hill beside your stable. These little challenges can be fun and will boost your communication and relationship immensely. Even if it is just once a week for 10 minutes, this is better than nothing. And believe me, your horse will really look forward to these adventures. It's also not a bad idea to add some enrichment to the paddock or field where your horse lives every day. There are even great Facebook groups where you can join and where members share amazing ideas on how you can help your horse to live a more interesting life. And when we talk about doing things with your horse, tip number 7 is really important, which is protect your horse. When horses are really connected with each other, they protect each other. It can be that a horse sends another horse away when it approaches his or her pasture buddy. Or when it sees a friend threatened by another horse, they will get in between this other new horse and their friend to protect it. This is a strong gesture and tells the protected horse that it is safe with this horse that protects, and it is willing to put its own well-being on the line to stick up for it. If, for example, you spend time in the pasture with your horse and that horse is low in rank, then it is a good idea if you send the horse away that might come over. This is even more important when you have your horse on halter and lead rope, then it is a must to protect your horse, even if another horse just wants to nibble on your horse. Just let that other horse know that its actions are not welcome by setting your horse's and your own boundaries with your intention and body language. You can also use your voice and tell that other horse you need space. That way, you show your horse that you protect it, and that will make a great impression. My last tip, tip number 8, is to enjoy every interaction with your horse. Connection and a great relationship is a two-way street. If you feel like you're not in a good mood or something else is going on in your life, then go back to tip number 1 and just hang out with your horse. Do a little me time and take care of yourself first. When you then feel better, be it 10 minutes later or even 10 days later, then you can do all the fun activities with your horse. And your horse will be thankful for it. So, these were my 8 tips. Do most of the time nothing. Give your horse your full attention when you do something. Never be in a hurry. Let the moment guide you. Groom each other. Do something new every day. Protect your horse. And enjoy every moment together. Thank you very much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and if so, please feel free to share it with your friends. I'd also like to invite you to visit my website peopleandhorses.com or my Facebook, Instagram or Twitter account for more info. I am looking forward to maybe hear from you in the future. Have a wonderful day with your horse.